USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Feeling the heat after underestimating the Taliban in Afghanistan, President Biden is again addressing the nation.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history, and the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
The president also pushing back on assertions that world leaders are criticizing the chaotic U.S. exit from Afghanistan, the president claiming he hasn't seen or heard any of it from world leaders. Restrictions on non-essential travel between the United States, Mexico, and Canada are being extended amid a surge in coronavirus cases. The Department of Homeland Security saying they'll remain in place through September 21st. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A late senator's remarks regarding Anthony Blinken have resurfaced.
In December of 2014, the late senator of Arizona, Republican John McCain, went down to the Senate floor to warn his colleagues about Anthony Blinken, our current Secretary of State.
Concerning Mr. Anthony Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen. I hope that many of my colleagues will understand this individual has actually been dangerous to America and to the young men and women who are fighting and serving it.
The late Republican Senator McCain's speech was against the nomination of Anthony Blinken to serve as Deputy Secretary of State for President Obama. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A White House official says 200 million Americans have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The administration is making an announcement regarding student loan forgiveness.
The Education Department announced it will automatically discharge student loans for borrowers who have total and permanent disabilities. The action will affect more than 323,000 borrowers who are identified through an existing match with the Social Security Administration and erase about $5.8 billion in student debt beginning in September. Also, the Education Department said it would indefinitely extend a policy to stop asking borrowers with total and permanent disabilities to provide information on their earnings and seek to eliminate the requirement of a 3-year income monitoring period. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said the changes make it easier for borrowers to receive their relief by removing the requirements that they fill out an application. The department added that all discharges will occur by the end of the year and will be free from federal income taxation, but could result in state income tax consequences. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Apple's return to the office is being delayed until January. Multiple reports say the California-based tech giant won't have staff return due to a surge in coronavirus cases. Amazon and Wells Fargo recently made the same announcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.